Blog Talk Radio.
Don't stop praying until your blessing comes. Don't stop praying until your blessing comes. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is God specializes. God specializes. Yes, God does. He specializes in things that seem impossible. Our scripture is coming from Luke, the 23rd chapter. That's the book of St. Luke. I'm sorry, the St. Luke, the 24th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Again, that's the book of St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Beginning reading at the first verse, seventh verse. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seekest ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. And the seventh verse reads, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come right now thanking you, Father God, for restoration, Father God, and resurrection in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for you are a God that is specializes in things that seem impossible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come asking you, Father God, that you visit us this afternoon as we break bread together. Fill our cup, Father God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and order our steps in your word. Father God, let us hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And we ask that this word will fall on good ground to each listener, each one that's listening now and that will listen in the future. We ask that, Father God, that your special grace and your special ministry, Father God, of reconciliation will fall afresh on each listener. And Father God, that they can go being restored, revived, and resurrected in the new life with Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise God. God specializes in things that seem impossible. I know for myself, God can do anything but fail. A lot of times we underestimate the power of God, but there are things that no other power can do, but only the Holy Ghost power, and that is through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you, because he is God, and beside him there is none other. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And so God says, let God be true and every man a liar, because God said in his word that whosoever will, let him come. If we believe in Christ Jesus, if we go to God the Father believing that God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth for the remission of our sins, then we have believed in our heart that Jesus Christ had the power that God raised him from the dead. And with that power, he got up and he was able to ascend his spirit up into heaven with our Father. And he is seated at the right hand of God. And this is how, as saints of God, we can sit in heavenly places and spiritually. And so with this knowledge and knowing how God is an awesome God, he's a miraculous God, he's a powerful God, he's an omnipotent God, he sees all things, he knows all things, he can specialize in your situation, your dead situation. He can resurrect that situation. If it's your marriage, he can resurrect your marriage. We talked about how we met a couple maybe 2 months ago. Elder Trippin and I here in Starkville had been separated for 10 years, and God restored their marriage. Amen. And so this is what God is. He's a specializer. He's a doctor. He's anything that you need him to be. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's whatever you need him to be. He is everything. And as my dear friend and sister in Christ, Eddie Mae Coleman, God bless you. We see you on the line. We love you, Sister Eddie Mae. That he is, Jesus Christ is, he always say, her everything. And he can be everything and anything you need him to be because he can specialize in your situation, your very situation, whatever it may be. If it's a financial situation, if it's a healing that you are needing, car that you need, if it's a home that you need, whatever it is that you need, God's got it. Because he said in his word, he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. So he also told us again to delight ourselves in him. And if we would delight ourselves in him, he would give us our heart's desires. So it's very simple. It's very easy. There's nothing too hard for God. I don't care how bad it looks, what it looks like. I don't care how bad it feels. I don't care what it seems like. God specializes in things that are impossible. He specializes in the invisible, the things you can't even see, the invincible, the things that you can't even imagine, because he said he would do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Amen? In Jesus' name, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. Amen? So God specializes because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth and the universe. He said all the cattle and hills belongs to him because he created the earth. So that means that it's no good thing, he said, he will withhold from them their walk of life. Amen? So your thing, only thing you have to do is your part is to walk upright. If you walk upright, he said, it's no good thing he will withhold from you. So we just have to walk upright. Then we have to do, if we want some of the things that we desire, he just told us all we had to do was delight ourselves in him, and he would give us the heart's desire. So there's nothing that's impossible, nothing. And there's no river that is uncrossable because he is a specializer. He specializes in any, in every situation. And we want people to come back and testify of how God specialized their in their personal situation, amen, and how God brought you out of your personal vindication, amen, because God is God, and he is God all by himself. There's no greater, no other greater God on this earth. Sometimes the world will look to their other gods, and they will bow down to other gods, and they'll even become idol worshipers. But there's, the Bible said, there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is his name, and he is our God. He's our Lord, and he's our Savior, and he can turn your situation around. Prophetically speaking, he will, and he is going to change individual situations. He's going to specialize in that marriage. He's going to specialize in that home foreclosure. He's going to specialize in that healing in your body. He's going to specialize you a vehicle just for you. He's going to specialize that promotion for you because he's God. And remember, he is God by himself. Amen. And how do we establish that personal relationship with him? How do we delight ourselves in him? How do we walk upright? Well, there is first that we have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And he said everything else would be added unto us. But we would first have to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that God sent him, Jesus Christ, here on the earth and raised him, and Jesus got up. He was crucified. He was bled and He was beaten and bruised and crucified, and he died on the cross, and then he got up from the cross with all power from the dead, from the sepulcher that we just read, with all power. And so with that Holy Ghost power, that Holy Ghost power can come into your situation, but we first have to have a communication, which is a prayer life with the Lord himself. As we heard the songwriter and the choir sing, I know what prayer can do, and you don't stop praying until your blessing comes through, because prayer changes things, situations, and people too. Amen. So don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praying until your blessing comes. You have to be like, you have to say, I'm going to hold on to God. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Just like the man of God in the Bible says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So you don't stop praying. You don't stop believing in your situation. I don't care what it looks like, if your son is on drugs, if your daughter's a prostitute in the street, if your husband has left, if your children have gone astray, I don't care what it is. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing, because God specializes, and he has a special blessing for you. And remember, what he's done for others, he'll do it for you. And we look and hear people give their testimonies of what God has done for their life and their life and their children's life and their marriage and their homes and on their jobs and their finances. Well, don't you believe God can do the same for you, because he specializes in blessing you individually. He gave you a name. He gave you a soul. And he wants your soul to be saved, and he wants you to be made whole. And once we have confessed that in our mouth and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then what we do is we go down and as an act in believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we go down and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And we come up, we're buried with him in the name of, in the water, in the name of waiting on that Holy Ghost power. And once that Holy Ghost comes upon you, he said the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. And see, we have to be not ignorant, the Bible says, of Satan's devices, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said he came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Amen. So we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices, because the spirit of distraction will come in, and you have to bind those demons. We must remember, we cannot bind the devil, because God loosed the devil, but we can bind those demons that come to attack us. And the spirit of distraction is the one demon we're going to bind right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to loose the mind of Christ and to stay focused. And the Lord told us to keep our minds. We need to think on those things that are lovely, and to think on those things that are just and are pure and of a good report. And that's how we keep our minds stayed on him. So we have to be careful and not be ignorant of Satan's devices, and let those spirit, that spirit of distraction, come in to steal and kill and destroy us from being on focus on what God has for us. Because if you are distracted, you can't go into prayer and to pray for your marriage. You can't go into prayer and pray for your children. You can't go into prayer and pray for whatever it is that you need. If you are needing a spiritual uplifting and wanting God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation, you can't go into God asking and seeking him if you are distracted and allowing the things of the world to keep you from the things that are of God. Because God tells us to not walk in the flesh, but to walk in the spirit. And therefore, we will not fulfill what the lust of the flesh. Amen. So we want to be mindful that Jesus is sitting high and he's looking down low. And he told us to do two things, to watch and to pray. See, because we don't know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man will come. So he said he's coming like a thief in the night. But we don't want to be caught with our works undone. So this is a daily walk. And we have to not only walk, we have to talk the talk, but we have to walk the walk, and we have to act it out in our daily life. And one of the main key ingredients, after you confess the Lord Jesus and been baptized in the name of Jesus, then you want to remember those two words that God commands us to do, watch and pray. Amen? Watch and pray. And so when you see the enemy coming with different spirits, because it's not the individual that's coming to do these things to you, those are the spirits that are operating in that individual. So we need to bind those spirits, okay, in the name of Jesus Christ when they come to attack. Because why? And we need to loose those things that are holy, that are just, and that are of a good report in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because God wants us to seek him and to seek a better way and to seek first the kingdom of God, because he is a jealous God. And he told us we shall not have no other gods before him. And so a lot of times we can make our home our God because we may have a beautiful home. We can worship that home. We may have a beautiful car. We may worship that vehicle. And God will may worship our spouse because our spouses are good to us. But God will remove those things and cause problems in those areas if they interfere with your relationship with him. Amen. Because he is a jealous God. But he's a specializer. And he is the great I am. He said that's what his name is. He said, I'm the great I am, because he is everything. He is. He said, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. He is everything that you need him to be and can be and want him to be. But he just wants us to come to him and to seek him and to acknowledge him, he said, in all of our ways. Not in some of them, but he said he would direct our path. Even if you're going out to buy a car, a vehicle, you know, just don't go to the lot. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, you know, I'm acknowledging you. You know I need a vehicle. So, Lord Jesus, right now, you know, order my steps leading me and guiding me to that vehicle and where I should purchase it and which vehicle I should purchase. And when you do that, then everything, your back will not end up against the wall. Jesus will provide. Amen. There's a beautiful song out now. It's God provides, because he is. He's our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. So it's not just about providing natural things. It's even spiritual things that he will provide you with. Like we talked about earlier, it's not about gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, the praying for goodies all the time. Lord, give me this, give me that. It's not about always asking him for goodies, but sometimes it's just asking him to allow you to delight yourself in him. Say, Lord, I need you to help me to delight myself in you. Help me to increase my prayer time with you. Help me to help, but me help my unbelief. Amen, because somebody does not have enough faith to believe that God can restore their marriage. Amen. You got to believe. Faith without works is what? Dead. So, yeah, you're praying, but you must activate your prayers with faith. And God said it's impossible to please him without faith. So you must stand on the word of God and believe his word. And anytime you doubt God's word, all you have is, Lord, here's your word. Read his word back to him. Give God back his word, because it's his word. He said, and he is not a man that he should lie, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. So give the Lord his word and let him know that you're standing on his word and on the promises of God. Amen. Just like Abraham did. You stand still and see the salvation of God, and be still and know that he is God, and he will reward them that diligently what? Seek him. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Amen. Because the Lord, he has everything you need. He has all the answers. He has all the power. He has all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to him. Amen. It's all about the love of Jesus. We remember that song, it's all about the love of Jesus. That's what it's all about. I don't care what your situation is. There was a woman that testified on Facebook. Bennett had led a life of promiscuity, and her womb was infected. But God specialized, and she had triplets. She was blessed to be married, and the Lord blessed her womb, and she had produced triplets. Beautiful woman of God. Because why? God specializes. We know these stories. We hear these testimonies. Why can't you believe God for your situation and let so you can go and tell the goodness of the Lord? Because it's only a test that you're going through. Amen? And you're going to pass the test. Just pass the test and go through so you can get to the other side so you can give your testimony. Because that's all the testimony is that you have been tested, tried, and you've been found true, and you made it through, and God brought you out. And now you can tell others of what God has done for you. Amen? Because we know what God has done for others, he'll do it for you. Amen? Amen. God is such a wonderful Savior. He's a loving God. We thank and praise God for him just being God and God all by himself. As he can't nobody do you like the Lord. Amen. You know, and you can, I don't care where you go or who you may know, but there's nobody can do you like the Lord. Amen. Nobody can do you like the Lord. And so we want to keep in mind that God is not an author of confusion. Amen. But he is the author and what? Finisher of our faith. Amen. So God just wants you to have that faith. And he will help birth that dream into reality if you only believe. Amen. Amen. And holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So God wants us to be holy. I don't care if your spouse is not acting holy, you remain holy. You ask God to help you to live a holy life. If your children have gone astray and have just seemed like they won't obey, just know God specializes and he will change that situation. He will turn it around. He will turn them around and place their feet on solid ground. If you don't stop praying, don't stop believing, amen, and don't stop praying until your blessing comes. Because I know what prayer can do, and he will do what he's done for others. He'll do it for you, and he'll specialize in your personal situation and give you that perfect testimony because his way is perfect. Amen, amen. We love you so much, and we thank you for listening and tuning in this afternoon to minister in God's way. And we just want you to be encouraged today and to know that God can do anything but fail. There's no secret of what God can do. And please, we want you to come back, give your testimony. Let us know how you have overcome. God bless you.
secret. You'll never hear them again.